Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
I just ask that you bear with me. Lord's been dealing with our hearts today. We want to thank everybody for coming out, for tuning in to this video cast, whatever that it is that you call it. Got some scripture that we want to read to you today. It's the same scripture that we read last week. And we're going to read out of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And we're going to read 2 verses. And last week we dealt with going back to the family altar, and we dealt with the altar and just a little bit that I can remember of it. Talked about the altar and what that it means in places. It meant in places that it was they were built, that was a memorial, a place where that they had met with God. And there are places that they were built, the altars that were built, that were there to make the sacrifices on. And I want to preach again tonight about the altar and the need of an altar. The first place, I'm just going to do my best to preach this. We need some altars. Lord showed me three. The altar of the heart, the altar in the home, and the altar in the house. And the altar of the heart, I know that the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, it goes down and it tells of all the heroes of faith and all the things that they done, and that they trusted God, and that it was imputed unto them for righteousness. And it names a bunch of them off, but then there's some that it doesn't name. And it says at the very end of it, it said having some better thing for us. And I thought about all of the animals and stuff that Abraham, I thought about the time that he laid his son up on the altar and was ready to sacrifice him for God. I thought of all the animals that were sacrificed upon the altar. And every year the Bible teaches us that they would have to bring an offering, and they would offer it up on the altar, and that it would never take away the sin. It would be for the forgiveness of their sins, but it would never clean the conscience from that sin. He said that he had a better thing for us. I'm thankful today, beloved, that we have a place that we can go. Hey, listen, we may not be able to be in the Lord's house, and we may not. We've got an altar here, but we've got one over at Cove Road that I like awful well. Listen, we may not be able to get on it, but there's places that we can go to God. Listen, anytime, the altar of the heart. Listen, we can meet with God in the heart. Listen, beloved, I believe that if we'll turn back to God, we'll get those altars, and we'll pray. Listen, from our heart. Listen, that it'll alter our hearts. It'll alter our actions. And it'll alter our attitudes. Listen, I believe if we'll get listen on the altar and we'll pour out our heart to God. Listen, I believe that it'll change. Amen, our home. I believe if we'll get on the altar. Amen, at home. Listen, I believe. Listen, right there, it'll alter the family. Amen, and when this thing's over. Amen, and we're able to get back. Amen, to the church house. Amen, and we're able to fall upon that altar. Amen, I believe, Tommy, that it'll have a whole new meaning. Amen, to some people. It's a place, listen, that you can meet God. I want to read the scripture to you. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, we're going to read from the 13th verse. He said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven. I want you to think about that just a second. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time that you've given us today. I thank you, Lord, for all the times, God, that I've fallen upon the altar. Lord, and you've spoke to my heart, Lord. I didn't hear you with my audible ear, Lord, but I heard you, Lord, speak in my heart. I've heard you speak, Lord, from the word. But I want to thank you tonight, Father. Listen, for those times, God, that you were silent, Lord. Those times that all you would say was, trust me. I want to deal with those for just a little while tonight, Lord, if you'll be our helper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I appreciate you, men, for standing. I appreciate you being here. Listen, on last week, we dealt with, my people, were to call by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. You got to humble yourself. He said, then pray, then seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I want to preach on this here today. He said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I talked last week about, boy, you talking about a recipe for revival right here. Listen, beloved, I want to deal with, then will I hear from heaven. Listen, we left out of here the last week. Walked out of this place after we'd done the film. Listen, I got in my truck. Listen, I got in a battle. I told Brother Tommy before we got here that day. I said, the Lord has given me two messages. He's given me the title. I said, but that's kind of like that the Lord has just been quiet. Listen, beloved, that always scares me. Listen, beloved, but I know that he will. Amen. Never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. But listen, there's going to be times, beloved, in your life, listen, that God is just going to get a little bit silent on you. Amen. To let you learn. Amen. Listen, who he is. Amen. To let you remember, amen, who that he is. Amen. Listen, when you remember who that he is, amen, it'll remind you, amen, listen, of who that you are. Hey, listen. And he'd said here, what I read in your hearing, listen, was an answer to the prayer that was prayed just the chapter before. Listen, that had a time. Listen, the Bible said in the first part of chapter 7, it said, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because of the glory the Lord had filled the house. Hey, listen, I like it when it gets like that. Hey, man, you can see God moving. Hey, man, everywhere. We've been in meetings before. Hey, man, when God was moving. Oh, listen, and there wasn't no preaching needed. I like those times, amen, but let me tell you what God done. Amen, oh, Solomon had prayed a prayer, amen, and when after all of this was over, he had done been making sacrifices. I don't remember how many, amen, but listen, there was a bunch of them. There was a lot of bloodshed that day, amen, but after he sent everybody home, amen, I believe he got in a quiet time. Hey, listen, and then God, he began to answer that prayer. He told him. He said, oh, Solomon had prayed. He said, Lord, he said, if we go, if we walk away from you, if we go to serve another idols, and you send a pestilence in our land, he said, will you, and we begin to look at this place, and we begin to pray, will you hear us? Listen, beloved, God answered that prayer right here. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face. He said it, and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then, I like this part, he said, will I hear from heaven? Listen, and he said, and will forgive their sin. Listen, beloved, I don't know what's going on in this day and age. I've heard just enough, amen, to confuse me. Listen, I've heard on the news outlets, I've seen people sent me stuff, amen, on Facebook and Messenger. I'll just be honest with you. They some of it I believe, and they some of it I don't. But I want to say this to you today. Amen, don't get caught up, amen, in the hype. What we need to do, amen, is we need to humble ourselves, amen, before an almighty God. Amen, and get on an altar. Amen, and begin to cry out, amen, unto God. God, because he said, if my people, listen, would humble themselves and pray, let me tell you what you got to do. Amen. You got to get down. Amen. Listen, you got to get to the point, amen, where you forget who that you are. And you remember, amen, that God is still in control, amen, of this thing. Hey, let me tell you what he's waiting on. He's waiting on his people, amen, to get off their high horse, to get back on the altar, amen, and begin to cry out, hey, listen unto him. Hey, something I found out about this thing. Amen, the altar, Brother Tommy, is two-sided. Hey, there's this side, and there's that side. John 14, amen, Jesus said, if I go not away, he said, the comforter will not come, paraclete, I believe is the word. You know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit. He said that if I go away, he said that he will not come. He said, but I will pray to the Father, and he'll send you another comforter. Let me ask you this, boys. Was there any place in there that the disciples ever asked for a comforter? No. He knew what they needed. Amen. And he's sitting on the day of Pentecost. Listen, beloved. Listen, if you go to 1 John, the second chapter, amen, you're going to find, amen, another place that the word paraclete, amen, is used. But listen, it's translated into a different word. It's translated advocate. Amen. It says, if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father. Hey, let me tell you, this place is two-sided. Amen. While I'm down here, Brother Bruce, there's times that I need a comforter. Amen. To walk alongside me. Amen. Listen, God may not be speaking. Amen. But you can feel that Holy Spirit get a hold of you. I was out here in the parking lot before this started. Amen. And I was worried. God wasn't talking. Hey, but go! Woo! You know what he done, Bruce? He reached down in my heart and he said, trust me. Hallelujah. He touched me. Lord, praise God. I've got a comforter on this side. Amen. Listen, it'll do you good. Amen. If you'll get down. Amen. And get a hold of the comforter. He said, I will hear from heaven. He never said that he would answer. Hey, sometimes I found that well, let me back up. The altar is two-sided. Hey, listen, sometimes I have found that I need a comforter on this side. Boys, how many times have you been in a bad way? Hey, man, and you've come up here and you've knelt down and you've prayed. You poured your heart out to God. Amen. And it's just like he's standing right there beside you. Hey, hallelujah. I like those times. I believe that's when we got that paraclete, that comforter over here. But John said, if any man sin, you ever been in a bad way? Amen. And you get down on the altar. It seems like your prayers ain't going past the ceiling. Amen. Let me tell you what's happening on the other side of the altar. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, making intercession for me and you. Hey, I got somebody on both sides of this altar. I got somebody on both sides of this thing. Where did you find him? I got a hold of the horns of the altar one day, and I found mercy from God.
Amen.
You will too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Lord's took me several different places, had several different things that we was going to preach about. Hey, but let me ask you this. I don't like it. Let me back up. I like it when the Lord goes to talking. Hey, man, it makes it easy. I don't like it when he's quiet. There was a man, Junior Gardner, told me one time we stand at the gas pumps. He said, now, Thomas, hey, he helped me a lot. And he said, Brother Thomas, he said, there's going to be a day. He said that. He said, you're going to step in the pulpit. He said, and the Lord's going to step over to the side and say, all right, son, let's see what you've learned. I looked at him. I said, all right, Brother Junior. I didn't say it out loud, but I thought in my mind, hey, you've lost it. And Lord, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Amen. But let me tell you what. They was about 2 weeks went by. I was sitting on the front bench. I was dry as a carpet, didn't have a message. Amen. I stepped in the pulpit. Amen. And the Lord said, all right, boy, let's see what you've learned. Hey, I had to learn, amen, to depend on him.
Yeah.
I like it when the Lord goes to talk, and I don't like it when he gets quiet. There's some times that the Lord gets quiet. And I want to preach about one. The Bible said that God had gave Daniel some great revelations. Some great revelations. Bible said that he went over there, amen, and he bowed down. And he began, hey, listen, you talking about a fast. He said that there was no pleasant bread, amen, that came before him. He ate none, no pleasant bread. Listen, I don't know, and I'm not going to try to go into, amen, what all that he ate. You can if you want to, amen, but what I want to get to, amen, the Bible said, amen, that he bowed down. Hey, listen, and he began to pray. He began to call upon God. Amen, but listen, the Bible records, hey, Brother Bruce, for about 21 days, amen, they wasn't no answer. What are you trying to say, preacher? Hey, if you don't pray and get through on the first time, hey, you just keep a praying. Amen. Because there's times that you think God ain't doing nothing, that God ain't got a plan. God's got a plan all the time. He's got a purpose. He's always watching. He's always listening. Amen. For his children. Listen, the Bible said that he bowed down and he prayed. Amen. The first day he come up, he didn't quit. Too often times, amen, in God's house, we'll come up to the altar, amen, we'll do our Christian aerobics, amen, we'll bow down for a minute, minute and a half, and get up and call it prayer. Amen, there's a lot of times I believe, amen, it's called complaining. Amen, instead of called prayer. The Bible said on the second, or the Bible said that he prayed, and he prayed for 21 days, and the Bible said, on the 21st day, listen, there was an answer come to that prayer. Listen, beloved, God was working on the other end, but there was somebody standing in the way. Let me tell you something. There was a woman at my church. She's been praying, amen, for years, and she prayed for years. There's people all over this association. There's people in this church house tonight that's prayed right along with her. There was one Wednesday night. Amen. Listen, our deacon was out in the parking lot, and the wheel, here come her husband come into the church. Listen, he was in trouble. Amen. He was under conviction. Hey, listen, those prayers that she'd been praying. Pray on, church, because God's doing a work. Hey, listen, he come on. We talked in the bottom for just a little while. Amen. Realized what all was going on. I said, do you want to pray right here? He said, no. Let's go to the altar. We walked by his wife. She just kind of give it one of them numbers. He never stopped at a bit. He went on up to the altar. It wasn't but just a few weeks later, I got to baptize him.
Yeah.
Keep praying. Too many times, we give up. We stop praying. Too many times, we give up while God's doing something. See, there was somebody standing in his way. You say, well, preacher, that was Daniel. Hey, old Daniel got some revelations. Hey, man, old Daniel was a smart cookie. Whenever they went out and they got Daniel and his friends, hey, they had certain requirements that they had to meet. And if you look at them, those were some pretty smart boys. Hey, man, I'd have never made it. Hey, listen, I'd have been a slave out there with a hammer and a chisel banging on a rock. Hey, but listen, that don't matter. Amen. If you're a child of God today, amen, he's a listening for your cry. He's listening for your call. Old Daniel prayed 21 days, never got an answer. Preacher, what do we do
We just continue on. Keep praying till God gives you an answer. Don't quit. I've got two more places that I want to go. Last week we mentioned about Habakkuk. Habakkuk has had some questions, probably some of the same questions that some of you are answering today. Why is this coming in on us? Why is this thing happening in our family? Why is this thing happening in our world? It's been turned upside down. Why is God allowing this? And is God still in control? Listen, we may have some of the same questions that Habakkuk had. Listen, beloved, I talked to a man today. Listen, he ain't a bit worried about the COVID-19. He ain't a bit worried about the coronavirus. What he's worried about, listen, is something that's going on with his stepdaughter. And I ask you that you continue to pray for that. You know what? That takes top billing, hey man, over this coronavirus more than anything. But listen, there's people out there today. They're asking why, and they're asking why does God not care? Why is God not intervening? Listen, beloved, I want to tell you today. Listen, God knows what's going on. He knows if you're fixing to lose your job. Hey man, and he knows how that you're going to get through it. Listen, beloved, today God is still in control. Listen, you say, well, preacher,
what can I do? Listen, oh, Habakkuk, listen, he didn't know God's plan. Amen. And he didn't know the purpose. Amen. For the stuff that was going on in the children of Israel's life.
Amen. But what he did remember, amen, was the person of God. Amen. I want to say this to you today. Don't let your problems, listen, overwhelm you. If you're a child of God today, you've got a God. Amen. And all you have to do, amen, is call upon his name. Amen. And his ear is attentive unto the prayer that you make. If you go to Habakkuk, his questions was, does God care for his people, and is God still in control? He remembered who the person of God was. And he said in Habakkuk, the first chapter in the 12th verse, he said, art thou not from everlasting to everlasting? O Lord, my God, mine Holy One, we shall not die. O Lord, thou hast ordained them for judgment. He's talking about, listen, the Chaldeans that was coming in on them. And I just want to stop right here and say this. Oh, Habakkuk was looking around, and he was probably seeing a lot of things like we're seeing today. Wondering, God, where you at? Wondering, Lord, where you at? All the judgment that was coming in. He looked up. He could see those Chaldeans bearing down on them, unimpeded. There wasn't nothing standing in their way. They was headed that way. Amen. He remembered the person of God. Here's what that he said. If you'll go down on Habakkuk, chapter number 2. I apologize for my stammering. Here's what that he said that he would do. He said, I will stand. I'm going to preach out here in just a second. He said, I will stand upon my watch. You know what he didn't do? He didn't see them Chaldeans and them other ones coming at him and take off running. Hey man, he stood his ground. Hey man, he stood in his place. Hey man, I'm saying, preachers, today, hey man, with all the stuff that's going on, hey man, today is the day, hey man, that we need to stand, hey man, and preach God's word. Hey man, listen, daddy, I just want to throw this in the midst of it. Hey, listen, if you can't get to church, you can't get to your pastor. Listen, daddy, hey man, it's in your hands. Hey man, it's time for you to step up and be what God's called you to be. I want to say this. There was a man in the Bible. His name was Shemaiah. I believe I've got that right. The Bible said, amen, that there was an army that was coming in that took up a place next to a little patch of lentils. Listen, the Bible said that old Shemaiah had made up his mind. Amen, though the army had fled, he wasn't going nowhere. Listen today, beloved.
I just want to throw this out there to the dads. Amen. To the family. Listen, I want you to understand this. I want you to look them. Amen. Look at them if you're sitting there with them. Look them around. Look in their eyes. Hey, your wife, that daughter, that son, however many that you've got. Let me ask you this. Are they worth standing? Amen. Because there is a society out there. Amen. If you don't tell them, amen, about how good God is, there's a society out there that will tell them how bad that he is. If you don't teach them that there is a God, there's a society and a Satan out there that will teach them that there's not one. Amen. Look them in the eye. Amen. Are they worth putting up the fight for? I believe old Shemaiah saw in the pea patch. I believe he saw this was mine. I believe he saw that was the future. Amen. If they was to come in and wipe that thing out, that they'd surely starve to death. Let me tell you something. We're living in a land of plenty, and there's people starving to death because people, amen, have backed away from what God's called them to do. It's time for you to stand and be what God's called you to be. Here's what he said he'd do. He said, I will stand upon my watch. And the second part of that, he said, and set me upon the tower. I like this one. What does a tower do? I got out of my truck. Hey, man, after the Lord went to touching in my heart out here in the parking lot. Listen, I got out and I started walking in. Hey, I looked up on the top of the mountain. You can see that tower up there. Hey, man, you can get up in that tower. I've been there. Hey, man, and you can see for miles and miles. You can see. Hey, I like this. You can see both sides of the mountain. That might be another message. Hey, man, but he said, I will get up on the tower. Listen, what me and you, we need to do today. Hey, man, we need to get up on the tower. Hey, amen. He said, I will watch and see what God says. Listen, beloved, today, what does getting up on a tower do? Brother Arnold, it gets you up out of the fray. Amen. We need to get out of these lowlands. Amen. Of sin and sorrow. We need to remember who God is. Get on the altar. Amen. Because it's two-sided. Hey, listen, you got a comforter on this side. You got an advocate. Amen. On the other side. Amen. Get up above the fray. Amen. Where God is. Hey, listen. It's time for God's children to get up on the tower. Can I tell you something? Let me say it this way. And please, I'm not trying to be hard-nosed or anything like that. But please, please get out of Facebook and get into God's book. Facebook's got enough on it, in it, on it, through it. Instant Messenger, it's connected with Facebook. Now listen, Facebook is not immoral. It is amoral. It's got an off button. It's got a choice button. Hey, man, every time you flip that thing, that's a choice. Listen, beloved, you need to get out of Facebook. You need to get off of CNN and Fox News. Amen. You need to get your nose in the good book. And what will that do for me, preacher? You begin to read. Amen. You're going to find out. Hey, when you go to putting, amen, God's word in your heart, you go to getting your mind focused on God where that it needs to be. Amen. It'll lift you up. Amen. Out of this. I believe one of them said, he lifted me up out of the miry clay and he set my feet upon a solid rock. Amen. Listen, there's enough out there to drive us all crazy. Amen. To get us all confused. Amen. But if you'll get back on the rock, amen, that solid foundation, that firm foundation, amen, it'll give you some sense in this time. He said, I'm going to get up. I will stand upon my watch. He wasn't going to back down. He said, and set me upon the tower. And he said, and I will watch and see what he will say unto me. Too many people today are looking for somebody else's response.
Brother Tommy preached about. And I can't wait to hear that second part of that message. About only having an earthly response. We need to be looking for God's response. How God wants us to respond. And set me upon the tower and watch and see what he will say unto me. I just want to say this. And I believe we'll close. I heard a man say this today. He said that the altar, you see, when you go back to the first part of Habakkuk, the reason is Habakkuk was praying because Habakkuk had a burden. Where did he go? Burden got heavy, about to crush him. He began to cry out to God. Oh, Lord, how long? Lord, are you in control? Was his call. He went to the altar. A man said this today, and boy, it makes a lot of sense. The altar, he said, is a place where that burdens change shoulders, where you can get that burden off of your shoulder and you can get it over to his shoulder. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you what? I'll give you rest. You know why some of us ain't having rest? We're spending too much time in Facebook. We're spending too much time for no stuck in the TV. We need to get it out. You need to turn on some of these messages that people are preaching and recording, and get your nose in those. Get your nose in God's butt. Get on that altar in your heart. Some better thing for us. They had to find a man. They had to have a sheep or a goat. They had to have a priest. But beloved, some better thing for us. Bible says when Jesus Christ died on the cross, that veil that separated the holiest of holies from everything else, it was rent in twain. It was opened up. Paul said that we can approach the throne of grace with boldness. How many of you have got a hold of him, boys, out there in the woods, in the tree stands, in the hollers? We've called on him. Amen. And he's met us right there. I've called on him going down the road. The Holy Ghost is a good driver. Amen. But listen, I've called on him. There's been times that I've had to get the shoes out of my closet, fall on my face before him. Amen. There's times that I've, at church, that I've got up and I fell on that altar of God and transferred that burden. He's been right there beside me. Here it is. I got it, son. I got this. The altar is two-sided. We have the Holy Spirit on this side that dwells within us. And we have Jesus Christ, the righteous, that sits at the right hand of the throne of God and makes intercession for me. If you'll call on him today, trust him. That's our message. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord, we thank you for that Holy Spirit that abides with us on this side. Lord, that fills us, Lord, to overflowing. When we're scared and we don't know what to do, that comes right along beside us and encourages us. That comes along beside us and energizes us, that comes along beside us and encourages to take another step, speaks in our ear, that tells us what that we don't know. Lord, we want to thank you for those times, Father, that you're quiet, that makes us, Lord, fall on our face, that makes us draw close to you, that makes us draw nigh unto you. When we desire to hear your voice, when we desire to feel your presence, Lord, and you hold it back from us just a little bit, Lord, and we crawl up just a little bit closer, God, we thank you for those times. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that when we know that whenever we call on your name, that you are listening, Lord, for our call. You may not give us an answer, but we know, Father, that when we call on your name, that you are listening. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that you are, Father, and all that you're going to do in this time. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.